Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 647. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from The New Pornographers, the song Pontius Pilate's Home Movies. That's on the band's new album, Continue as a Guest, that came out March 31st on Merge Records. Nowadays, it really seems like that's the solo project of A.C. Newman with some friends involved. And one of those friends there is, of course, Nico Case on those backing vocals, which really makes that my favorite track on the album. A friend the other day said she bought the new Smashing Pumpkins record kind of on autopilot, even though maybe hasn't been a fan for years. I maybe feel the same way about New Pornographers. Every time there's a new record, I just buy it. And I haven't really been thrilled with one in a long time. But there's some good songs on there, and that's one of them. Anyway, lots of music this week, so let's continue on. Here's a track from Cindy. It's called Earthly Belonging.
Yeah, Lily, I'm
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Pale Saints with the song Fine Friend. That was originally released in 1994. I picked that up on the Cherry Stars Clyde Dream Pop Shoegaze and Ethereal Rock 1986 to 1995 compilation that Cherry Red Records put out in March of this year. This is the fourth CD in the set, the last one. I've been playing one every week and sharing a track from you. This fourth CD includes a lot of the bands that I just lost track of, Mojave 3, Pale Saints, Dubstar, bands that all were kind of doing the established formula of Dream Pop at that point, and I just never really got into that much. Overall, the compilation's good. It's a nice four CD listen, and it makes excellent background music, and occasionally you go, oh, I like that song, and that's the case there with that Pale Saints song. Before that, we heard from the Ashenden Papers with the song Little Jumpy Tea. That is released on the new Nightwalk LP that came out May 5th on Center Secret Records. Originally, that was on a digital-only EP that came out in 2021, but it's nice to have that on vinyl there. Just excellent indie pop from that project there, the work of Jason Dezember. And then we started that set off with Cindy. That's the project of Karina Gill. And the song Earthly Belonging, that's on the new album Why Not Now, which came out April 14th on Mount St. Mountain Records. That project based out of San Francisco and includes some of your favorite bands contributing to that one as well. Anyway, I guess I'll show you how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Here's an interesting one. I'll tell you the story about that one later, but it's Darkfield with the song Silver Hand. tracks there, guaranteed to fill your room with sound. Ending there with Perfume USA from right here in Kansas City, Missouri. The song is Tapeworm. It's on the new 7-inch Kiss It Goodbye, which will be out May 19th on Sutterwind Records. That one you can listen to on vinyl. You're going to destroy your needle. You're going to blow up your stereo. It is just loud. Before that, we heard from Darkfield with the song Silver Hand. That was on the album Reanimated Voices, which came out spring of last year, 2022. Just a self-released digital-only thing. That's the project of Joey Westerlin from Portland, Oregon. He sent that to me last year, and I had forgotten about it entirely. And when I was cleaning out my email, I went, oh my goodness. So I owed him a spin. So it's a year late, but that's a very solid sort of explosions in the sky, post-rock thing. Never as heavy as, you know, kind of going into the post-black metal that we all expect to hear nowadays, just straight-up post-rock, and it's nice. Anyway, I guess I should wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 647. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We can briefly run into things. We've got the 15th, Agent Orange is playing at Record Bar. That's with Susie Moons. So that'd be a good show. On the 16th, They Might Be Giants is at the Truman, or All American Rejects is at Legend Field, or Manor Astroman is at the Record Bar, or Unearth is at Bottleneck. On the 17th, Wednesday is playing at the Record Bar, or Moonspell is at the Granada. On the 18th, Slackers are coming to town to play the Madrid, or Grade 2 is playing at Record Bar with Uncouth. On the 19th, GBH is coming to Encore. On the 19th, Scuffed is also at Pin Valley Skate Park. Southern Cultural and the Skids are at Knuckleheads that night. String and Return is at the Record Bar. And Manor Fest is happening. So you got Heidi Gluck at the replay for the matinee show, and Eggs on Mars at the replay for the night show. That Sunday, the 21st, Uncouth is playing again at the Brick. We got Secret Shame at Farewell on the 22nd. 23rd, Goat Whore at Mini Bar. Looking at the website, there's a few interesting things out there. New photos, videos, and thoughts on the Doomsday Social Cinema Junkyard Royalty Show, as well as the Black Flag Show that happened a couple weeks ago at Record Bar. More things coming up there soon. All right, time for one more track, or maybe not time, but we're going to do it anyway. This is The Interrupters with the song Let 'Em Go. This is on the band's new album, In the Wild, which came out last August on Hellcat Records. The Los Angeles band is always just a little too slick for me, and I decided I really didn't want this album, but then I heard a track the other day and went, oh, yeah, it's still there, and there's still some wonderful ska happening there, and this is one of those tracks. So this one blends them well. If you like Rancid, you like The Interrupters, it's that animal. So let's end things here. This is Let 'Em Go. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.